The letter of Paul the Apostle to the Romans.
So do Jews have anything that other people do not have? Is there anything special about being circumcised? Yes, of course, there is in every way. The most important thing is this. God trusted the Jews with his teachings. It is true that some Jews were not faithful to God. But will that stop God from doing what he promised? No. God will continue to be true, even when every person is false. As the scriptures say, so your words may be shown to be right. You are fair when you judge me. When we do wrong, that shows more clearly that God is right. So can we say that God is wrong to punish us? I am talking as men might talk. No, if God could not punish us, then God could not judge the world. A person might say, when I lie, it really gives God glory because my lie shows God's truth. So why am I judged a sinner? It would be the same to say, we should do evil so that good will come. Some people find fault with us and say that we teach this. Those who say such things about us are wrong, and they should be punished. So, are we Jews better than others? No. We have already said that Jews and non-Jews are the same. They are all guilty of sin. As the scriptures say, there is no one without sin. None. There is no one who understands. There is no one who looks to God for help. All have turned away. Together, everyone has become evil. None of them does any good. Their throats are like open graves. They use their tongues for telling lies. Their words are like snake's poison. Their mouths are full of cursing and hate. They are always ready to kill people. Everywhere they go, they cause ruin and misery. They don't know how to live in peace. They have no fear of or respect for God. The law commands many things. We know that those commands are for those who are under the law. This stops all excuses and brings the whole world under God's judgment because no one can be made right with God by following the law. The law only shows us our sin. But God has a way to make people right with him without the law. And God has now shown us that way, which the law and the prophets told us about. God makes people right with himself through their faith in Jesus Christ. This is true for all who believe in Christ, because all are the same. All people have sinned and are not good enough for God's glory. People are made right with God by his grace, which is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. God sent him to die in our place to take away our sins. We receive forgiveness through faith. And all of this is because of the blood of Jesus' death. This showed that God always does what is right and fair. God was right in the past when he was patient and did not punish people for their sins. And God gave Jesus to show today that God does what is right. God did this so that he could judge rightly and also make right any person who has faith in Jesus. So, do we have a reason to brag about ourselves? No. And why not? It is the way of faith that stops all bragging. not the way of following the law. A person is made right with God through faith, not through what he does to follow the law. Is God only the God of the Jews? Is he not also the God of the non-Jews? Of course he is, for there is only one God. He will make Jews right with him by their faith. And he will also make non-Jews right with him through their faith. So do we destroy the law by following the way of faith? No. Faith causes us to be what the law truly wants. So what can we say about Abraham, the father of our people? What did he learn about faith? If Abraham was made right by the things he did, then he had a reason to brag. But he could not brag before God. The scripture says, Abraham believed God, and that faith made him right with God. When a person works, his pay is not given to him as a gift. He earns the pay he gets. But a person cannot do any work that will make him right with God. So he must trust in God. Then God accepts his faith, and that makes him right with God. God is the one who can make even those who are evil right in his sight. David said the same thing. He said that a person is truly blessed when God does not look at what he has done, but accepts him as good. Happy are they whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the person whom the Lord does not consider guilty. Is this blessing only for those who are circumcised, or is it also for those who are not circumcised? We have already said that God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. So how did this happen? Did God accept Abraham before or after he was circumcised? God accepted him before his circumcision. Abraham was circumcised later to show that God accepted him. His circumcision was proof that he was right with God through faith before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the father of all those who believe but are not circumcised. He is the father of all believers who are accepted as being right with God. And Abraham is also the father of those who have been circumcised. But it is not their circumcision that makes him their father. He is their father only if they live following the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Abraham and his descendants received the promise that they would get the whole world. But Abraham did not receive that promise through the law. He received it because he was right with God through his faith. If people could receive what God promised by following the law, then faith is worthless. And God's promise to Abraham is worthless, because the law can only bring God's anger. But if there is no law, then there is nothing to disobey. So people receive God's promise by having faith. This happens so that the promise can be a free gift. And if the promise is a free gift, then all of Abraham's children can have that promise. The promise is not only for those people that live under the law of Moses. It is for anyone who lives with faith like Abraham. He is the father of us all. It is written in the scriptures, I am making you a father of many nations. This is true before God. Abraham believed in God, the God who gives life to the dead and decides that things will happen that have not yet happened. There was no hope that Abraham would have children. But Abraham believed God and continued hoping. And that is why he became the father of many nations. As God told him, "Your descendants will also be too many to count." Abraham was almost 100 years old, much past the age for having children. Also, Sarah could not have children. Abraham thought about all this, but his faith in God did not become weak. He never doubted that God would keep his promise. Abraham never stopped believing. He grew stronger in his faith and gave praise to God. Abraham felt sure that God was able to do the thing that God promised. So, God accepted Abraham's faith, and that made him right with God. Those words, "God accepted Abraham's faith," were written not only for Abraham. They were written also for us. God will accept us also because we believe. We believe in the one who raised Jesus our Lord from death. Jesus was given to die for our sins, and he was raised from death to make us right with God.